What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truths, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. And what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Speaking of inspiration and optimism, we got a man that's bringing it with his music. Can you tell the people who you are and where you're from, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm Original Flow, born and raised in Oklahoma City.
That's what's up.
I mean, yeah.
All right, man. So basically, we brought Original Flow on here because, you know, what we're trying to bring here, optimism. We're trying to bring inspiration. And that's exactly, you know, what you do. Your music in itself, you know, you're a hip hop artist. Can you talk to us a little about your music?
Oh, man. Music for me is an expression of my experiences that I've dealt with, you know, throughout my life. Starting off when I was a little kid, I used to write a lot of poetry back in elementary school, and just getting the inspiration from my pops and just the things around me in my life, I was able to attribute that to what I created on the paper. And I would just write how I felt that day. And I had a real knack for words. Like, I love putting words together. It was kind of like, to me, it was like painting on a canvas. Just adding different words together and seeing what kind of combinations I could come with those, that would come out with those words. So I really started getting interested in poetry, and it grew from that, and getting to the experience to where I can actually apply that to a beat, and working on my own production as well as I progressed through this development of poetry. And it just kind of came together naturally. I didn't really get, you know, forced into it. I heard a lot of MCs growing up, like Tupac. I listened to a lot of Tupac. I listened to Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill is one of my favorites. She still is to this day. And, you know, they inspire me to be poetic, not necessarily an MC. And where I got a lot of my MCing from was just me experimenting. And when I first did production, I didn't do a lot of hip hop beats. It was like a lot of jazz elements and movie soundtracks. I love the epicness of movies, and just watching the movies as a kid, like, I would just remember the sound score. It'd be this epic music. I was like, oh man, I want to create something like that. So I really didn't get developed into, I would say, a hip hop artist, I would say, until about late middle school.
How old are you now?
I am 27 now.
So actually, you've been doing it for a while.
I have. I will say professionally, I've been doing it since 2009. That's what I would say when I actually started taking it officially seriously. Because when I graduated in 2009 from high school, the last day of school, I sold my first album to all my friends and teachers, and they all bought them.
That's,
you know, so I'm walking out, you know, $100 richer. And I graduated, you know, so it was a cool experience. And to see that my friends and my teachers were really supportive about this, this music of mine, and the idea of just creating something out of nothing, it's out of my own head, was fascinating for me, and it still is. And, you know, progressing through that, I started, you know, working on music in college, and that's when I released my second project called Flow Mentality, and it did terrible. I handed it out for free, and the production was bad. I didn't produce that one. I just found beats because I didn't have a lot of faith behind my production work. And just talking to my pops, and he was like, you know, this is dope. You should put this out here. And I was like, no, you don't understand. This beat is terrible. You know, so I didn't really have a lot of confidence behind my work at that time. And I just...
When was your second project come out?
My second project came out in, I want to say, 2010. So the next year, it came out. And the crazy thing is I actually still do one of my songs that came out on my first project. And people don't know until now. Secret revealed.
So, what song is this?
It's Love.
Love?
Yeah. I made the song Love. No, scratch that. It was on my third project. my third project. Love is still old song, but I originally made that song for my friends and then some of the people that supported me on this website that I used to submit all my music to back before, you know, SoundCloud and all that kind of stuff. I used this website called Acid Music. It's been so long since I used it, but it was like the place. If you use the Sony Acid Music software, you would go there, and I connected with so many different people all over the world because this is, you can submit your music into different categories. Yeah. And for the longest time, I was submitting my stuff in experimental trance and trip hop and techno and soundtracks. And so I had a huge conglomerate of friends on there. And then they started seeing I was, you know, uploading my rap music and they were like, whoa, this is different from you.
Right.
We like it though. And
what made your music different?
What made my music different is just I found my niche. Like I found something that I really enjoyed doing. I really enjoyed the fact that I could make my poetry and apply it to the beats I was creating. And I couldn't do that with the techno and the trip hop stuff I was working on. It just didn't fit for me. And I wanted to add my poetry because I felt like it felt right. It felt right. And when I did that and I kept getting compliments about more and more compliments on that, and I was like, well, I need to focus on this then. People really like this. And I met with a couple other artists, and I actually did a song with this lady from France, and she said I was the first hip hop artist to work with. So I was like, yeah, I got bragging rights now.
Right.
You know, I got this girl, you know, she's singing, you know, in French, you know what I'm saying? And it sounds really dope, right?
Right.
When I say it, it was terrible. It was literally the worst songs I've done. But it wasn't her fault because I didn't know what I was doing with the song. I didn't have a direction. But
what project are you on now?
The project I'm on now, I'm on Flow Mentality Volume 5. That is the most recent project I am currently working on. It is a beast of a project because it's been a long time in the making and working on it. I've changed so much since Flow Mentality Volume 4, which I released in 2014, and it's been a wait. I was supposed to have a project every year. So 2014, Flow Mentality Volume 4, then 15, Volume 5. I was supposed to be already at 7 right now. But I got really involved with my band and we started doing a lot more shows and I started focusing on that aspect more. And then I realized I needed to work on something. If I was going to release Volume 5, it had to be of some serious significance for me and the changes I had in my life. And I've had a lot of changes in between that that time. From Volume 4 to Volume 5 is going to be a completely different sound, which I think my fans will really like it because they really love Volume 4. I have a lot of people saying that was their favorite volume. And Volume 4 was the time for where I actually felt confident in my production. And I felt confident in myself as a lyricist. And you'll hear a lot of the techno elements and sound score elements involved in it, just from my history. And my nerd elements involved in it too, because I was a big gamer and I still am. You'll hear a lot of that stuff implemented in Volume 4, along with a lot of my poetry elements as well. So I kind of put everything of who Original Flow is into that one experience.
That's actually how we found out about you, like me. It's like, you gotta check out Original Flow. It's just kicking all this positivity in this music. And it's gotten you far. You wanna tell people about your Sway experience?
Oh man. I still love telling, I love talking about this stuff. I do, because it happened this year, you know, and.
Do you think we should tell people, if you don't know who Sway is, Sway in the Morning is this really big hip-hop radio show. Sway is like one of the best like radio DJs around. If you're on the Sway show, you made it.
Yes.
So you made it.
You know, I was like, it was a real powerful moment for me because I remember seeing JB get on the show. He was on there, and I remember him kicking his freestyle, and I was like, hey, I remember that verse. And it made me really happy to see him, you know, on the show, and to see him on Sway in the morning and just chopping it up with him. And I remember talking to him about the experience afterwards. I was like, man, you know, he was like, yeah, man, I just got this call like at midnight. I was like, yo, can you be here? And he had to get a flight, and he had to, you know, leave his job for a little bit. And he was telling me all the struggle that he did just to get out there. And that, to me, I was like, I was really excited. I was like, man, I can't wait. One of these days, I'm gonna get on the show. I'm gonna have this conversation with Sway. It's gonna be dope.
Man, how'd you get on the show, man?
And man, so there was this competition going on. I saw something on my page. Someone had tagged me in it. It said nothing. It said nothing about Sway in the morning. But knowing me, like, I like to take, if I see if it's an opportunity that's worth, you know, going after, I'll go for it. And that's exactly what I did. I went for this opportunity. I was like, oh, okay, I can submit my music, and, you know, I may win, you know, something. I was just like, man, I just want to give my music a little bit more exposure. So that's what I did. I sent my song Feeling Good, and I sent my song Confidence. So I sent both of those songs, which I both produced. I produced both of those songs, and I sent them out, and I forgot all about it. So I'm, you know, I'm knee deep in school, so I'm focusing on that, trying to get that stuff knocked out. And all of a sudden, I get this call early in the morning, and I'm like half asleep, and this dude is like, hello, I'm the producer for Shade 45. Just want to let you know, congratulations, you won the competition. Your two songs that you submitted. So what we're going to do is we're gonna put you on hold for a little bit. Are you familiar with Put Them in the Game? I was like, what?
How long was this between when you submitted and when you got the phone call?
Let's see. Now, it was April 9th. I want to say, no, not April. Was it August? August 9th. I want to say August 9th. Either August 9th or April 9th. I can't remember. No, August 9th. It was August 9th. When I got the phone call, it had to been maybe the month before when everything happened.
So it really wasn't on your mind at all?
It wasn't. I can't. That's why I can't even remember. Like, I don't remember when I, because, you know, you scrolling through Facebook, and I was like, oh, send it in with your email and all. I was like, all right. I just kept scrolling, you know. I didn't really think of it like that. And apparently I won the competition. I was like, man, like, I didn't even know what was happening, you know, but I won it, and I was excited about it, and I was half asleep. I didn't know what the guy just said, and he said he'd call me back in an hour or so, and I was like, all right, cool. And he said he'd call me around like 10, and it was like 8, but I didn't realize it was on New York time. So I went back to sleep, and they called me. I was like, what? And, you know, then I started realizing that they were going to put me on Sway in the morning, and he went over to Put Them in the Game segment, and I was just saying yes to everything because I was so excited. And he was like, are you familiar with Put Them in the Game? I was like, yes. He's like, all right, so we're gonna put it yes. You know, it didn't matter what he said. You know, do you like pina coladas? Yes. So I went, you know, I was excited. I got up, I went to the bathroom, didn't realize what was happening, and then, you know, they were like, you know, and, you know, speaking of local artists, you know, we got Original Flow from Oklahoma. What's up, Original Flow, man? Tell the people how you doing.
That's when you realize
you know, I'm hitting the flush on the toilet, and I'm just like, what just happened? And I was like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And he was just like, he said, hey, man, you good, man? You seem like you're trying to hold your excitement back. What's going on? I was like, yes, I'm excited. What is happening? What is happening right now? And he was just like, you know, he's like, man, you know, tell us a little about yourself, man. How'd you get started as an artist, you know? And so I told him, you know, the same story I told you guys. You know, I started off as a kid, you know, writing, you know, poetry. Got inspired by my pops because he was an MC. And you know, it is went from there, and the experiences that I've obtained through my life and the things I've seen growing up is where I really rooted my experiences from and I wrote from. And, you know, it was a great experience to hear Sway just converse back with me about those things. So I'm really excited. Didn't know really what was happening. And he was just like, you know, so we got your first record here. It's called Feeling Good. We're going to play this for the crowd.
What is Feeling Good about?
Feeling Good is about everything converting from negative into something positive.
Which is what we're trying to do here. Yes. That's what's up, man. Yes. Like,
just in case you were wondering why we're interviewing.
I wrote Feeling Good after, like, one of the worst breakups I've ever had so far. It was terrible. It was a tragedy, you know.
But you're better now for it.
Oh man, I feel 100 times better, you know. And you know, a lot of people, they grow to really hate the people that were in their life, like the ex and all that kind of stuff. They're like, oh, my ex, you know, which some people have that right to if it was something crazy. But you know, mine was just a matter of me growing up and understanding not everything's gonna work out all the time, you know. And I eventually got to the point in my life to where I was able to, you know, forgive her for the things that she did and forgive myself, you know, for falling victim to, you know, being, you know, stuck in that kind of mindset, that negative mindset. And after I got out of my negativity, I was able to write some poetry. And when I had this conversation with my pops, I was talking to him and he was just like, you know, you can't bottle that stuff in. You have to let it out. And, you know, you have to, you know, take this as a lesson in your life, to where it's showing you that, you know, maybe this is not the person, but this allows you to get the things out of the way that you need to meet that person, you know, because that was like basically like my first love interest. Like I fell in love with her for real. And, that's when he was like, son, like, I've never seen you in love with a woman. So for you to have your heart broken was a good thing because you learn what it feels like. Now you know how to take care of yourself after a situation. And my dad is super wise.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, he sounds like a wise man.
He's like the dude on the mountain with the big beard.
Gosh.
You know, lightning strike and he, you know.
Man.
But after hearing that from my pops, like, I got super inspired. I went in my room and I was like, you know, man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm not gonna let this get to me. And, you know, and just like that, I just started recording it. It was a beat I was working on for a while, but it just didn't have a purpose. And with that conversation I had from my pops and with me in the state of mind that I was able to kind of bring the concept together. And that's where it came from, you know. And
did Sway like it?
He loved it. And he really enjoyed the song. When I talked to him about it, he was just like, you know, he's like, the thing I respect about you is that you came in here, your conversation about where you came up from and where you get your writing experience from actually matches your music. And he was like, man, most of the time people come here and they don't have that. They talk about, oh yeah, they do this and do that, and then you hear the music and it's trash.
They're lying.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, man, you are 100% with your craft. You know, you are honest. And, you know, I appreciate that. I respect that. And I respect the some of the undertone, metaphors and stuff that I was using. And he was just really, like, breaking it down in a real finesse way. Like, he was just, you know, breaking it down. And, like, I respected that because...
Absolutely.
When people listen to the song, they don't really give... You know, when you have that much of power, you have that much control, like, everyone's gonna listen to Sway. They're gonna follow Sway's rule. And if Sway say you trash, then you trash, you know. But to hear Sway actually break down my song, to take the time to break it down and to really go over how he felt about it, you know, he could have just like, well, let's hear the listeners and what they have to say. But
what did the listeners have to say?
Man, everyone for that song, they said, put them in the game. They said, put them in the game, put them in the game, put them in the game. He was like, man, normally I don't take more than three callers, at least for put them in the game. You know, but we have, is everyone online here? Everyone, I'm checking. And he was just like, man, everyone's saying put them in the game. We got 10 callers right now saying put them in the game. We got one dude from Oklahoma saying put them in the game. And I was just getting so much love.
So that means you got your another song played, right?
Yeah.
What was the other song about?
So the other song is called Confidence. And this song is, I'm working on, I'm really working on pushing the movement with this song. Confidence is basically, the concept behind that is the women's empowerment and showing that men respect this movement too. It's not saying that women are empowered by a man, but we respect the fact that a woman is self-confident and we support that. And that's what we're saying in this song. And we don't have a lot of that.
Which is contrary to what most people think hip hop's about.
Exactly. And I got so much love on the station from that song as well. He said, I'm gonna do something that I normally don't do. I'm gonna have the ladies gonna call in for this song, and you know, we'll see what they have to say about it. And he played the song, and he told me, he was like, yo man, I love, actually the production on this one is a little bit, I like this one a little bit better. It's more upbeat, and it doesn't have too much of an old school feel, but it's solid. It's something that can be, you know, played on the regular here. I was like, word, you know? And everyone's like, yeah, this is the one of the songs you can play. And they were really loving that song. They loved that even more than Feeling Good. And the feedback was immense, and it really inspired me. The feedback, basically what happened was the first few women that he asked to call in, they were just awestruck. They was like, oh my God, put him in the game. What y'all need to, why y'all sleeping on him? Put him in the game. And this one girl was like, we need men like this. Put him in the game. Absolutely. And this one girl.
You are still talking while you're hearing this.
Yeah, you know? And this woman was like.
Best morning ever.
Man, it was, man, it was the best morning ever. This one woman was like, I will purchase him, put him in the game. And Sway was like, he was like, you hear that, Flo? She said she gonna buy your ass. And I'm like, what? So I was really just blown away from the amount of love and support. And this is not just women from New York. This is women from all over that listen to the show. And I gave them my social media so they could follow me. And what ended up happening is I got so much love. I got so many new followers, and everyone was messaging me and saying, it's like, yo, like, man, I'm trying to find your music. Where's your music at? It was great hearing you on Sway.
How many messages did you get?
Man, I got like, after that, it was at least over 30 messages. And to me, that's great.
New listeners.
Yeah, you know, new listeners. And I have new serious fans. Like, you have those fans, and then you have those serious fans who are just waiting for your project to drop. And those are the people I really respect. And I got a lot of love. And one of the ladies, she said that, you know, she was like, I put him in the game. I'm so tired of hearing, you know, this stuff on the radio. My son, I don't even let him listen to the radio, but this is the type of music I want to have around my son. You know, I'm so tired. I'm so sick and tired. We all sick and tired of hearing them, you know, treat our women like this. And
it's
like a movement.
Yeah, it's not very often you hear, you know, female empowerment songs. And whenever I heard Confident for the first time, you know, I'm all right, man, I could dig this for sure. And actually, you were on Facebook Live, right? Whenever on the Sway in the Morning, that's whenever I saw it. And I'm like, what is going on here? You know, you look like you just woke up, bro. Exactly what you said. So it's kind of funny hearing you say everything, you know, on your side of it, anyways. And man, I thought it was real awesome. I know you can hear, you can listen to Confident now on the radio, right? You just call it in and listen. That's what's up, man. Yeah. You've grown a lot from selling your CD Last Day of School.
Oh, man, you know, and
you're still getting better.
Man, I'm always improving. If I'm not improving, like I just re-downloaded a dictionary on my phone trying to learn some new words.
That's what's up.
I'm really focusing on building up this new project, so I want to make sure that my artillery is right with this wordsmith.
Is Feeling Good and Confidence going to be on this new project?
They will be.
Awesome.
Do we know when it's coming out?
We're looking at early spring. We're looking at early spring of next year. And the reason why I held off so much on it is because we've been doing a lot with my band. Like I was saying, we're working on the production of that. And then also school. I just added
to... What are you in school for?
I'm in school for music business. And
so do you sleep, man?
What is that?
Oh, see? We can relate here at the Positive Truth.
Yeah. Sleep is a tough commodity.
Like Nas says, I don't sleep because sleep is the cousin of death.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, I find time to rest. And I think it's important that, you know, you do that. You rest on a regular basis. My pops make sure I do that. And he'd be like, son, I know you're working. I know you're important now, but you need to rest. You still need to rest.
The wise man comes again.
Yeah, he is. He saves me. I don't know how many situations before they even happen. It's like he sees the future. And he knows exactly what I'm going through. I don't even have to say anything to him.
So you're taking your time to build it up so it's it's the best it can be in the spring.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a wise decision right there.
Yeah. And I don't know if people really want to hear like all this music like late in the fall either, because it's gonna be some stuff that's gonna be very like springish and, you know, summer kind of feel. And I don't want people to be like, you know, stuck in snow having to listen to this positive music.
It's Oklahoma, so
sunny,
man.
Outside.
No, it's not.
No, it's Oklahoma, not. Man. It never snows. It just ices over like once.
This is true. Like, you know, Elsa just has like a bad hair day and just decides to just mess everything up for everyone.
True story.
You know, let us know. Let us know.
Okay. So you do a lot of positive things with your music. Do you do anything else positive, like besides going to school, going to work, and doing music?
I've done a couple of charity shows. I like to help people that really can't help themselves, not because it's the right thing to do, it's just because I think that's what people should do. It should be second nature, really, to help someone in need when you can. I remember when we got hit with that big tornado, the Moore tornado. It was me and a group of other artists. I was with this rap group called Milton Mons at the time. And we decided to create a benefit show for the victims.
And how much money did you raise?
We didn't raise much because not a lot of people came out, but
the effort was there.
Effort was there, and some of the artists that was with us actually was residents and more, you know. So it meant a lot for them, and that's what we do. We just do it because it's something that you should do. And when you have that opportunity, when you have that chance to do it, that's what you do. And on top of that, we've raised money for the Cabot Kids Foundation, which is a foundation here. And they support a lot of children who suffer from chronic illnesses. And, you know, they don't have really, you know, they don't fit in today's society. Like, they get treated differently because they have to worry about life or death every day. And this camp basically allows them to feel like they're supposed to be treated and just like a regular kid, because they are. You know?
Perform there?
We did not perform there. They wanted us to come back and to actually perform there at the camp. We're still in the process of that. But we actually we put on a show for that, and we raised over $1,000, which... the Cabot camp is almost around that amount, just to get one student in there, one kid in the actual camp, because they have dialysis machines and they have nurses on staff for the people who have more, for the kids who have more serious illnesses. And we actually visited the camp before our show. We went down there pretty much for almost a whole day, and we got a chance to kind of interact with the kids, and we sat down and talked to them. And just kind of figure out who these kids are. And it was almost enlightening just to hear how adult a lot of these kids are, and I guess mature is a better word.
What is the age range for the kids?
The kids that it's very variant as far as age. But the kid I talked to, he was 12 years old, and he was dealing with he had a rare type of liver disease, and he was just talking about his daily routines and what he had to do with. He was very knowledgeable about his ailment and what it entailed and what he can do to prevent, you know, things from happening. And he was very knowledgeable about it. He didn't seem like he was afraid of it. And I think that was the biggest thing that I respected from those kids, because they have to deal with so much, and yet they can just, you know, live their life happily, you know, and a normal person, you know, on a regular, you know, circumstances or whatever, may not be able to handle that kind of stuff. They fear for their life, you know, and it was just crazy, because at that point in time, that's when we were having a lot of, like, it was really public, a lot of the police shootings and stuff here. And I was like, man, I was like, we're killing each other, and we're healthy individuals just walking around, you know, and these kids, they were born with this sickness and
fighting for their lives every single day.
They're more positive and they're showing their perseverance.
Exactly. And we can't even get along. So it was very mind opening for me. And it humbled me a lot about my own life and how I need to appreciate my life more and the things in my life. We got a tour around the campus, and I had asked one of the kids. I saw all of these, because they had names on side of these carts that we were driving on. And one of the kids told me that the names on the carts were the people that did not make it. Some of the kids that didn't, you know, make it, or, you know, they survived, they lived in throughout the camp, but they didn't make it out there. And that was their way of paying respect to their friends. And it just brought this kind of, this eye-opening kind of experience of me appreciating my life and, you know, making sure that every moment that I get is a time for me to express my life and to show people that they can be positive about their life. And, you know, if these kids that deal with life and death every day can be happy and they can, you know, just run around and play and be kids, then us as adults, we can change our ways as well.
And that's what you do with your music, man.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, though, you have to tell everyone about your voice acting.
So I really want to get more involved in voice acting. I got a chance to do it yesterday. I was...
For the first time?
For the first time, really.
It's pretty dope.
The first professional time. I've done a couple of other tries, but it wasn't anything that was, like, serious. This one was pretty cool. One of my friends had tagged me in this. They were like, yo, we need a deep voice for this. I was like, hey, what's up? And so I get there and I just decided to, you know, try to act, you know, and do my thing. And it turned out really well. They were really impressed about how I could, you know, move my voice and, you know, just do the voice acting thing. And they wanted me to do a voiceover. It was for Run the Jewels. They were doing a video promotion for not Run the Jewels, I'm sorry, Not For Sale. They were doing a promotion for Not For Sale. And it was very interesting when I walked in, and I just decided to ask questions I would think, you know, voice people would ask. Like, so what type of mood are you going for? Oh, yeah. Okay. So how do you want me to express this? Am I happy going into this? Am I excited? I hear the tone of the music, and do you want me to match the tone? It sounded legit. So I was like, all right.
Another step on the resume.
Yeah. Boom, you know? So I was like, this is perfect. And they really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the experience there. And I made some new friends and new contacts. I was just there blabbering all day. and we came out with something solid. They really enjoyed how I delivered with my voice. It was one of the few times that I actually got in there and you know, had a mic that I was speaking into and I wasn't rapping. So it was a very interesting experience that I had. And I really enjoyed it. I think it was one of those, like you said, this, you know, add to the resume kind of thing. And hopefully it'll give me more doors and opportunities to do more voice acting.
So you're going to drop albums. You're going to get this degree in music business and produce albums, which you said you produce your own music.
Yeah.
And you're going to be a voice actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not sleeping, man.
At all. You know, I would love to do like an anime character. You know,
what's your favorite anime?
Man, we go all day.
No, we need a favorite.
A favorite? I don't know.
Okay. Top three?
There's this one I'm looking at now. Do you have access to Crunchyroll?
The internet?
Yes. Crunchyroll.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. So I look on Crunchyroll. Me and my pops, we both love anime.
See, I'm lost right now.
It's okay.
Says the guy with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers shirt.
See, that's a whole different type of thing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's a whole different type of thing.
You know.
Don't act like you're totally lost.
When you look at Power Rangers, you see, like, the very, 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 like, inch of Japanese influence, you know, because there is literally no reason why the Power Rangers,
if you guys can't see it,
I don't know why they just pick kids to fight, you know, evil throughout the world. It just doesn't make any sense, except on a marketing standpoint.
I mean, our army kind of does that.
Yeah, this is true.
Ours.
Right.
Message.
Well, hey, before you get out of here, can you tell everybody where they can reach you at?
Yeah, you can reach me at all social media, Original Flow. So that's going to be Instagram, Original_Flow. On that, I post daily poetry and events that's going on. You can also go to Twitter. I'll be at Original Flow. I randomly post different weird sayings. Sometimes they sound cool to me, but you can check those out on Facebook. You basically get a conglomeration of both my Twitter and my Instagram stuff. That's also Original Flow, but I also have some random stuff that I post on there too. But if you don't like any of that and you want to go to, let's say, Snapchat, you can find me at Original Flow OKC. And if you don't like social media, you can check out my website, theflowmentality.com. And on that, you go to my website, theflowmentality.com. You subscribe to the website. It's free. You get a monthly newsletter. And every second Wednesday of every month, I release a newsletter about personal stuff that's happening with my life. Just things that you will miss on the social media aspects of it, because I know it gets a little daunting when you see social media posts and it's like, I gotta keep up with all my friends.
Right.
So you go to the website, you subscribe, you become a member, and you'll get all my songs and stuff before anybody else sees them. You'll get, in the future, you'll get tickets for my shows. You'll get merch, products, all kind of cool stuff that you can only get on theflowmentality.com. So I would highly suggest that you subscribe to that, and you'll be doing me a solid. So I appreciate you.
For sure.
Yeah. We appreciate you giving us a solid and coming on here, man.
Yeah, it was an honor to be here.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, before you do get out of here, one last thing I have to ask of you.
Okay.
And I need like your favorite quote or a verse from you, short poem, something.
Short poem. Let me see. I don't memorize any of my poems. I have some on my phone. I'd be happy to recite for you.
Pause.
You know, let's just wait until... Dang, so they know it's fire already. They have the fire truck. You know, like...
We got to keep that in.
As soon as I said my phone, I'm like, oh, it's going to be fire. It's going to be... I wrote this... when I saw this... When I saw this beautiful woman, she was so gorgeous, and I was scared to call her beautiful because I'm pretty sure she gets it a lot and people really don't mean it. They mean it as like a form of exchange, like you're beautiful, so now you have to date me, that kind of thing, you know? Exactly. So I wrote this into like the real meaning of how I feel when I say beautiful. It's called The Beautiful Rant. I say, to say beauty is the eye of the beholder with full intentions of grabbing you and holding you closer. As I gaze into your eyes, all I witness are shooting stars. I make a wish upon, hoping for this moment to last a bit longer. Who let the sun out into your smile? With every kiss, you bless the room with the spark of sunshine. Your light is an inspiration to the darkest of hearts. You are sexy in a tangible form, with every inch of your body controlling my eyes, giving me explicit images I constantly visualize. Let me stop, because if I continue, I will be more than food on my menu. Or something like that, yeah.
That was nice. You should have walked up and told her that.
It's whack.
Should have walked up and told her that, man. You would have shoot gotten in there.
Okay, let me redo it. I got a better one. I like this one because you know how you have those people that's like, oh, you're perfect. And they're just really saying that, you know, they don't really understand what it means. And I said, to see now perfect comes in all shapes and sizes. And your hips and thighs with those lips and eyes got me hypnotized. You take grown and sexy to a whole other level. When you walk, your presence alone, it brings rise to the clones who could never shape your shadow. Your curvy figure brings the right mixture, causing necks to twist and causing holy men to fight scriptures. Dangerous and classy, I lose thought when you tread past me. But these are not just the best traits, if you ask me. No, it's that one shape that I enjoy more than the rest. It's that perfectly round thing that lays within your chest. Beating with passion, love, and beauty into me, that outshines the rest. See, now perfect comes in all shapes and sizes, and your heart, body, and soul got me hypnotized. It's like...
That's what's up, man.
We love the positivity.
Yeah. I had to redeem myself.
Look, man, we appreciate you coming on once again, man. Awesome interview, man, for sure.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here. Like I said, it's great. I appreciate what you guys are doing, and the city needs more of that.
Absolutely, sure. Man. Thank you.
Yeah. Make sure to check out Original Flow. Put all the social media sites below, along with ours. Spread that positivity. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Stay positive.